Well, thank you for identifying the extent of some of the challenges we face as a committee. Obviously, some of those things come before us and we can influence, and others we can't, but we can speak to the importance of. A number of representatives along the Knobstad area and us as co-chairs sent a letter weighing in on the process of the dredging and concerns over whether the toxic waste that is quite possibly and quite likely present because of the upstream industrial activity of Ulster Chem would actually end up being dumped in lobstering areas instead of being having the water removed from it and having it treated as toxic waste. That's a great concern to us. Whether the process for consideration of that project, whether it should have an environmental impact statement review, was conducted up in Bangor instead of in the vicinity of the communities in which the dredging, or the islands in the vicinity of where the dumping would occur. That concerned us somewhat, and we also sent a letter asking that they at least have a second meeting, which is closer to the communities affected directly by those activities, so they can have a voice in that. Obviously, you know, we're not in the federal government, and so even if we were, it's a large government. I do think, though, that the committee has concern with all these kinds of activities and doing our best to stay abreast of what's happening and to weigh in to the extent that we can on looking out for our marine resources. And I know the department also is very vigilant in that regard. So it is a challenge in trying to thread all of these things together. I look at what happened with the level of mercury in the Penobscot as a really serious problem that we were slow to catch on to as a state. And I mean that in we didn't have the scientific study results to tell us sooner, and until many years after that it became a problem, that it was a problem. Certainly, Ulster Chem didn't go out and say, hey, we're dumping mercury down your river, come test the sediment. So unfortunately, that's the way that unfolded. But to me, that's important not only because we need to be concerned about the health effects. It's also really important because Maine brand is impacted whenever we have to make a closure for that sort of reason. That doesn't help our branding for our seafood in the state of Maine. I'm very concerned that we consider that sort of thing when we undertake projects and licensing activities that may affect our ocean resources.